Chat Freestyle for Saturday, March 3rd, 2006. Seven. I don't know why I'm still doing that. It's March, for crying out loud. What a day it's been. Back in the hotel room, end of the day Saturday. Well, end of the day for me, but it's only mid-afternoon back home. Just got done with a lovely dinner, but I'll get back to that later. Today, or actually I should say yesterday, if you're listening to the last freestyle, you know that this trip has been a real adventure. Well, we just took another step up the crap scale in my book. Yesterday was the official move day at the office, which is why I was offline most of the day. And afterwards, the move was generally deemed successful. We got all the systems up and running, and office furniture was moved, and everything went pretty well. So we went out to dinner. John Simpson, who's sort of the PM of the whole thing, and Peter Winnington Ingram, if that's not an English name, I don't know what is, but actually he's Scottish, with a very distinct British accent. He's the sort of the head of the office here in Scotland. Don't mind me while I just kind of tidy up a few things. We went out to celebrate. What did I do with my camera battery charger? So we went to what kind of restaurant was that? Indian, I think. Indian, called Zaikas. Z-I-A-K-A. And we had... oh, can I put this battery charger on? UK power. Don't know. Yes, input 100 to 240 volts. Good. Always got to check. Don't want to blow things up while I'm over here. Went to Zaika and walked in, and there were three lackeys and the owner of the place. The owner takes the order. The lackeys just come around and make sure you're happy. And they said, one of them offered to take my coat. And he made an interesting comment. He said, oh, this is very heavy. Yes, it's very heavy. And because I had a GPS in the pocket, and a wallet was on the inside pocket, and he took it, full-length leather jacket with the liner. So, yes, it's been very heavy. And we got done with our dinner a couple hours later, got back to the hotel, and I was looking for a note that I had scribbled with my wireless account and password. Couldn't find it. In fact, I couldn't find my wallet. My wallet has gone missing. Corporate credit card, three personal credit cards, ATM card, driver's license, £140 in cash, which is about $300. Gone. Don't know if it was stolen, don't know if it was at the restaurant, don't know if it was at the office, don't know if it was lost. Just don't know. All I know is it's gone. So I was not in a very good mood. If you had heard the freestyle last night, you would have heard a very distracted, very scatterbrained. When your wallet goes missing, there's not much else you can think of. And I did not sleep well last night. Every time I woke up, I was asking myself questions. And I think at some point I was asking for divine intervention to return it to me. And none of that ever happened. So this morning I woke up and I had breakfast in the hotel lobby area. And as I was walking out with my head hung low, apparently, the very perceptive Carol at the front desk asked, "Are you all right, love?" I said, "No, not really. I've lost my wallet." And she asked if there was anything she could do to help. Have we called the police? She took up the torch to call the local police. And I couldn't get through while I was there, but she offered to continue to try getting a hold of them. And I went off to work with all of about £2.50 in my pocket, and no driver's license, and no money, and no, everything's gone. Well, sometimes I rather wish they'd stole my camera or something. Trying to figure out where it went. Now, in the morning, I know I had my wallet. It was sitting here right next to my shirts and things, and I picked it up. I saw my passport, thank God. Side story here, the passport is the only thing I had a backup of. Yes, you can make a backup of your password. Friday before I left, a colleague of mine recommended that I make a photocopy, actually a few photocopies, of the cover page. Put one in my carry-on and one in my luggage and leave one at home. I still have my passport and I still have three copies. I don't have a copy of any of my credit cards. I don't even know the numbers of my credit cards. So, I went to work and we were trying to figure out where it went, because in the morning I had my wallet and I hung up my coat in the old office on the first floor, or the ground floor as they call it here, on the coat rack. And the coat rack was one of the last things to move, but the office was open, there were movers moving in and out, any one of them could have taken it at any one time. Don't know if it went missing, because I didn't need anything. I bought a couple of bottles of water or soda or something during the day. That was paid with coinage out of my pocket. And then later in the day, the coat came up, and I put it on, and we went to the restaurant, and then the guy obviously made the comment, "Oh, it is very heavy." Not saying he took it. I called the restaurant later. They said, "We'll keep an eye out for it. We don't see it right now, but if we turn it up while we're cleaning." They didn't find it. So I still have no wallet. I still have no money. I shouldn't say I don't have any money. John Simpson went to the ATM, used his credit card, and got me some cash. So in the event that something happens, obviously I need to top off the tank with petrol before I return the rental car. I'm driving without a license. I don't feel real good about that. So my sightseeing or visiting friends in Glasgow is out of the question right now. It'd be too risky. And don't know where it went. I called the corporate credit card. Had that canceled. They're going to try and get me a new one before I leave on Tuesday. That'll be interesting if they can get that. They're also going to be sending me another one to work. So I'll have it Wednesday when I get home. Called Donna and had her cancel all of the personal credit cards. It doesn't look, from examining records online, that there's been any fraudulent activity, which is really good. Glad somebody didn't run up, a couple grand on a nice LCD TV or something. All the transactions seem to be in order. That's the fortunate part. The unfortunate part is we have to go through and collect all this. There were a couple things in the wallet that were irreplaceable. Well, no, there were no pictures, but had a very old scuba diving certification card that had more sentimental value than anything. I've never used it in the last 15, 20 years. So I may get that replaced, because it seems like I go on vacations every once in a while and they say, "Hey, you want to swim with the sharks? All you need is a certification card." And I go, "Dang, I forgot mine. I never think to bring it on a family vacation because I'm the only scuba diver in the family." But that's a side story. I'm a little more at ease now that the wheels are in motion. I pray that it will turn up at some point. Not that there's a terrific value anymore. But the wallet is one of those longer kind where the bills can lay flat. Previously, I had been keeping my cash and credit cards in actually an old case for my original palm tungsten. This was a wallet cover that it clipped into that I don't have a palm tungsten anymore. So I was just using it to hold a couple of credit cards, the ATM card and insurance, I think, was the other one. Or maybe it was my coupon card at for the grocery store. But for Christmas, I got a nice long leather wallet. And a couple of weeks ago, I transferred everything in there. I thought, that's nice because it's winter season. My long leather coat has an inside pocket. I'll keep it nice and snug there. It will be close to me, easy. The money will be flat, yada, yada, yada. There is a zip-in liner in my leather coat. And the liner has a slot in it so you can access the inside pocket. But the liner is open at the bottom. It's only about half length, down to waist length. So if I miss the inside pocket, thinking I'm putting this thing away and I only slip it in the slotted liner, it'll fall right through. I don't think that happened, because if it did, it would have happened right in this room. Not saying that the cleaning staff has taken it, but the article in question is nowhere to be seen. At least nowhere that I can see. As I still look around under beds and around corners and thinking maybe it bounced somewhere, but a leather wallet's not going to bounce that far. I don't think I'll be using that type of wallet anymore, because if I had had the old kind, everything would have been on my person the entire day, not hanging in an open area or handed to a restaurant clerk. So if you ever want to feel very alienated, lose your wallet in a foreign country and see how well you think and see how what the thought process is. I mean, I just was not in much of a mood. So I went to work today to get some things off my checklist and to get some things off my mind, to focus on something else. Which leads me to where I am now. John and I went out to dinner after working today. I'll keep this one a little shorter than last time. But we went to a Chinese restaurant. Very fancy thing. I mean, we walked in and they unfolded the napkin and put it on your lap, and when the food came out, they, you know, nice presentation. I half expected just to open my mouth and they'd chew it for me. Not quite that bad, but very, what was it called? The Purple Jade? Something like that. Nice restaurant. The waitress who took our order, though, or at least the one who took the drink order, she had a hearing impairment, which led to some entertaining dialogue. She asked if we'd like something to drink, and I think John had a pint of Best Lager, and I said, I'll have one also. And I swear, she repeated back, two Best Lager. What came out was not Best, and it wasn't a lager. It was a little darker. Then later on, she was asking if we wanted tea. Yes, tea would be lovely. You're at a Chinese restaurant. It's always nice to try Chinese tea. And she says, you want English tea or Chinese tea? And I said, oh, I'll have Chinese tea. And John said, I'll have English tea. And she said, okay, two Chinese tea. And I had to thank her sort of under my breath for livening up what would ordinarily be a terrible day. So thank you, lady with the hearing aid at the Purple Jade. That was one of the more entertaining pieces of my day. I just hope nothing else goes wrong. And I hope, Dale, if you're listening, Dale was at one point coming over here to help with the move. The other IT guy from our office in Raleigh, North Carolina, who's been supporting this place for the last couple of years remotely. It's not your luggage that was lost, and it's not your wallet that was lost. It was mine. So here's a trip that you avoided. At one point today, I just had a thought that I shouldn't even have come on this trip. This is enough to discourage anybody from traveling ever again. But keeping my fingers crossed that I don't get in a traffic accident and I get home in one piece. Because if I get back home to see my family and everything's okay, that will be terrific. That's really all that counts. The wallet, the credit cards, those can be replaced. My credit's not in ruins. I always try to look at the bright side. So with that, I will leave you. If you have any comments, email me, chuckachuckchat.com. Voicemail still welcome, 206-222-CHAT. If you've got Skype and you want to leave a comment on the answering machine, put Chuck Chat in there, give it a call, it'll pick up. I still have the generic wave file answering that thing for the last 2 years, 2+ years. And I hope to get back, and maybe we'll have a chat with Dina Scott when we get back online. Those were fun. I'd like to do that again. I will keep you informed. I haven't got the pictures on Flickr yet, but I will get some of them up there shortly. I was not in much of a photo mood today because of the preoccupation with the lost wallet. So until next time, binary high five. Thank you, and have a good day, good night, good whatever, wherever you are. Good day, good night. Good whatever, wherever you are.
Farpoint Media, powered by Podango.